Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. We are so glad all of you guys are tuning in today. I have got, of course, my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, with me.
Hey guys.
And let's see, today we're talking about just kind of a fun, feel-good topic. We're talking about using life-giving words with our kids, honoring our children with our words, being gracious and kind and I don't know, affirming to them. It's one of those, sometimes a lost art these days to do this thing.
Yeah, it's a lost art and yet like a huge thing that I feel like our culture, you know, emphasizes and talks about positivity and, you know, being kind, but it's hard to do. I will admit that. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty, like, peppy, friendly person, and I've just been amazed, especially since bringing our fourth child into the world, like, how under stress it can be extremely difficult to control the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, we want to do a whole show on just, like, I don't know, saying mean things, the opposite of this. So at some point we will do that. But today we're like, let's go with the fun side of things or
what you should do.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny because our children like are listening to everything. Like even if we're not speaking to them, isn't it funny, Emily, just like how, I don't know, how have you noticed like your kids picking up on things that you've been saying, like just to your husband or other, you know, people?
Well, we're just getting into that stage where like we have to be careful about saying names in front of our children because our oldest now knows who people are. But the other day we were driving in the car and my oldest too wants to take the role of like the backup family disciplinarian, you know, busy. one of his younger siblings was complaining in the back seat, just, you know, like whining. And, you know, here's me like kind of turning the music up, like, I've, you know, already made this comment 100 times today. And I hear him go, "You get what you get and you don't complain about it." And he's like, I mean, exactly in my tone and everything. Yes. And I was like, wow, like, I mean, I don't think like I say that often or, you know, whatever. And anyway, so it's just interesting to me because he doesn't always respond to that comment, but boy, he was able to whip it out.
Exactly. I remember when my son, I mean, he wasn't even 2 years old yet. And my daughter, as we've discussed, had colic. So she cried all the time. And I just remember a lot of people be like, "Is this your sister? Who is this?" And he would just say, "Colette, cry all time." And like, it was just so funny because we would say, "Yeah, she cries all the time. She cried," you know, like, cause we just like be talking about how she cries all the time. And so it was just funny because it was like, literally that was her name, like four words, you know? And so it was just funny because I know that he picked that up from us saying it and he didn't even really know what he was saying probably at the time, but definitely kids are,
they're,
you know,
listening,
repeating things.
And they pick up on affirmation too, because again, my oldest will constantly come up to our baby and he'll hold out his arms and go, "You are just the best baby. Yes. You're such a good baby." And like, he'll, I mean, again, just says it in like my exact you know, inflection and everything. Like, so I think it's a good to remember that they do pick up on the good things too.
They do. Yes. My son will say, "Oh, hey, sweetie, come here. Hey, sweetie." And it is hilarious to see a 3-year-old boy like kind of calling their sister over. "Hey, sweetie." So yeah, words matter. They pick up on the good things. They pick up on the bad things. They are listening.
They are.
To us all of the time. And I know, like, Emily and I know that it's just going to increase. We hear stories from, you know, moms with older children about how much, you know, that really grows and changes. And so definitely something to think about.
Yeah. And it's definitely can come more naturally to some people than others. I think depending on how much you yourself value kind of those affirming words or those like loving words, or maybe even just what your parents did for you and how comfortable you are with saying "I love you" or giving your children, you know, kind of compliments or affirmations about who they are. And But I do think that there's like, you know, a biblical word for towards this as well.
And that's different. That's different from what the world's saying. You know, I mean, I think that was something that at the beginning we started talking about of like, it's a real big emphasis. And I don't know, Emily has a teaching background. So I feel like I'm going to let you explain this because she made a really good point to me the other day about this.
Well, it's just, I think, you know, this idea of positive reinforcement and that if you just catch your child being good enough and if you just affirm enough of their good behavior,
you're never allowed to say no.
Yeah. You just ignore the bad behavior and you don't say anything negative. Eventually the bad behavior will go away. And like, while I get that, and I think like, yes, over time that can work. I think in the Bible, we do say that sometimes life-giving words and honoring words are hard words. And they are, you know, Jesus says hard things, God rebukes, you know, and there is a place for rebuke in a loving way. And even the commandments are phrased in a negative way. Like,
That's interesting to think about it.
Do not do this. Do not, you know, commit adultery. Do not. And so while I definitely think all of us could benefit from saying more affirming things, which we'll get into, I think it's just good to remember that doesn't mean that you don't ever say anything hard or that you don't ever challenge your child or rebuke them.
Well, and as a believer, I think that our affirmation or our life-giving words are going to look different than a non-believer, you know? And so it's not just like what the world's saying of, you know, oh, talk about how great they are at soccer or talk about how great they are at, you know, when you see them being nice to somebody else. But what we're trying to do with our words is that we are teaching our children our values. We're showing them Jesus in our words every single day. Like, we're making breakfast. We're putting them to bed. Mm-hmm. We are speaking words of life truly to them. We're giving them hope. And our words will change their hearts, change their attitudes. Okay, God changes hearts. I'm going to rephrase that a little because I don't want to get all, you know, whatever. But I think you know what I'm saying here is that our words have so much power to convey God's truth to our children, especially prior to them being able to read or when you're kind of controlling their environment. There's a lot of shaping that's happening through words.
Sure. And I know something I try to communicate to our children is like, hey, you know, just like kind of the Bible talks, we want to build people up with our words. Yeah. We want to say things that are going to give grace to those who hear. We don't want to say things that are going to be tearing people down and, you know, complaining and criticizing a lot. And that's what we're saying is affirmation is like that, that is loving and it is kind and it's what we should be doing.
And I think when your children feel really safe, they feel like mom and dad are safe. They love me. They care about me no matter what I do. They are still going to speak kindly to me and in gracious ways. Like whether that's like Emily was saying, like rebuke or just affirmation. Like when they feel that, they're willing to be more vulnerable with you. They're willing to be more honest and confessing sin and fears and being teachable. And so I think we can create a home environment with our words that foster family unity and honesty. And it's not perfect. I don't want to come here and say like, if you just say the right things, you know, your kids are going to be perfect. But I think there just seems to be sometimes like a lack of recognizing great character qualities in our children or great things that they do. And just like you can strengthen weaknesses, and you can strengthen strengths through words. I don't know.
Well, and as we always try to bring out, so you may be tired of us harping on this, but one of our main callings as a mom is to pass along the gospel to our children, to pass along our faith. And they're watching us, you know, walk this out. And so if we are constantly negative or griping, you know, that sends a message. And if we are sharing gospel, life-giving words to our children, that is just one of many, many ways that we are passing along our faith to them and discipling them and just showing them, hey, this is what like the fruit of the Spirit looks like. And this is what allowing God to control our tongue looks like. And this is what it looks like to offer a gentle word when you want to say a harsh one. And this is what self-control looks like. You know, so it's just a great opportunity to disciple, I think.
Exactly. It completely is. And I think too, we're called to model the life of Christ and he presents a great model. While he does say hard things, he also extends so much graciousness to those that he's ministering to children. He is so gentle with people's feelings and offering encouragement and affirmation to his disciples and the people that he served. And so we want to model that as well of women who have received grace, being able to show grace with our words. As we keep kind of saying the catchphrase here, life-giving words, I think it's what we want to try to do.
So I think we wanted to get into a little bit of the practical just because I think it can kind of be like, so what does this look like in daily life? And one of the things that we were discussing is even in situations where maybe you've gone to the store or you've, you know, sat through the church service or you've done whatever the thing is that you've trained your children to do, is like taking the opportunity afterwards to point out specifically mm-hmm. how they did a good job. And I know in my education background, they would always be like, you don't say good job, you say great walking feet. You know, there's kind of like this name specifically what they did. And as a Christian, I think we can name what they've done that is like a biblical character quality or is something that is pleasing to God.
Yeah, and I think that's huge, is like using the biblical terms for things that are happening, both sin and positive things, you know, like you're diligent. I feel like that's a word that you maybe don't hear everybody say, but like the Bible talks about being diligent or a good steward, or you are serving. So that gets them familiar with biblical language. So it's not quite so foreign sounding as they, you know, grow up and can read and get more involved in their faith on their own. And I think another thing that I had to learn is when I remember when my son was like 6 months old and I was watching another mom, her daughter was pointing out like a bird and look at that bird, mom. And the mom was like, yeah, that bird's blue, just like your blue eyes. And isn't God great how he created both of those things? And honestly, I was kind of like, that's weird. But as I have grown more in love with the Lord and understanding, drawing these connections about gospel truth, about who God is and our children and how beautiful their eyes are, that is like a simple way that we can like teach them even theology. God made all things, and didn't he do a great job?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just a twist on kind of what the world would say, that as a believer, we would just change that of like, it's not about your child. It's about God, about how great he is. And so I can just say from personal experience, this was really hard for me. I felt awkward. I felt stupid. I felt weird. But as I have practiced it more, and as I have filled my mind with better things and with gospel truth, like it's come more naturally for me. So have hope.
Yeah, have hope and just keep practicing. I know that I just like throw things out there sometimes with our kid and I'm like, whoop, that sounded kind of weird. I'm not going to say that again.
The time.
And then that's okay because they don't really remember everything. They remember the things that sometimes we say over and over again. And I know another practical thing we wanted to mention was like speaking into their future. And I love this thought. I know, again, one of my oldest son will talk sometimes about the baby and, you know, wanting to be a dad. And I love getting to say, you know, someday you are going to be such a good daddy and you're going to love being a daddy, or, you know. So I love that. Or talking about their gifts, seeing the things that God has gifted them to do. Like, wow, you are really able to construct interesting things. And this is such a neat gift. And I'm so excited to see how you're going to use this to help people, those types of things too.
And moms, hear this. I'm going to be super honest here. Like, that is hard. It's hard to draw those connections.
So
like whatever Emily just kind of said there. I remember feeling like, oh, that sounds a little foreign and that sounds different. And we want to encourage you today to just try, that you're going to mess up. It's going to sound awkward. I have said things that make no sense if someone were to hear me, no sense. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, oh, how can I get like that? How can I talk like that? And I love God and I want to portray that to my children. And so I think remembering that practice does not make perfect here, but practice helps a lot.
It does help.
And filling up your own soul. You know, what are you reading? Who are you talking to? Are you reading your Bible? Are you studying God's word? What podcasts are you listening to? What friends are we speaking with? We really have to fill our minds and soul with quality things, just saturating them with gospel-centered things. Mm-hmm. And what goes in comes out. And I can just say to you that I am an example of this, of someone who really Jesus speak, that kind of stuff felt really weird for me. Mm-hmm. And even like talking to a child, like Emily was just like doing an example of, I feel like I was just kind of like, I don't know. I'm not like a teacher. I don't know how to do this. And I have grown in that area. While I still feel like it's awkward, while I still struggle, that is something that I see is just of so much value in transforming our children's hearts. So I just want to encourage you, if you're feeling like sort of weird, to try it.
Yeah. And it's a perfect plug, Laura, for also like surrounding yourself with other moms who are doing a good job of building up their children. And I think that I literally have some friends who are just beautiful at this. I mean, it is just like I yeah, want to be parented really by them. Like, can you like, turn to me next and like tell
I know.
Me?
Can we just record what you're saying and I'll memorize it? You know, yes. That's like what I want to do.
So I think if you feel like you're kind of stuck in a rut and you're like, wow, the people around me are not talking this way and they're not encouraging me to talk this mm-hmm. way, like maybe reach out to a mom at your church or that you know that's just really encouraging her children well and, yeah. and do a play date and like watch what she does. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we just want to encourage you guys to just be intentional with your yes. words and say, I love you all the time. Find connections between your children and God's character and who he is. Point them to Jesus with everything that you say. And like Emily said, if you don't know people who are doing this or you feel embarrassed, I mean, I think like start in the comfort of your own home, practice there, you know, mm-hmm. and build out and know that like, this is something that you're going to get better at and you don't have to be perfect at you. Mm-hmm. You don't, God is going to use your words. He's going to give you the right things to say. And even if you're embarrassed by what you just said, your kids probably didn't notice, you know, mm-hmm. and at least I hope mine don't because it happens all the time.
Yeah.
So no, I am there with you.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage you guys so much today in giving life-giving words to your kids.
Yeah. So we hope that, you'll check out our show notes. We'll definitely try yeah. to include more resources with like some practical tips that we find for doing this and then just other explanations for what this looks like in the yeah. life of a Christian parent. So
yeah.
check out the show notes and then, you know, share this with anyone that you think would be helpful. It's another way you can connect with moms and leave us a rating or review on iTunes. That would be awesome. Anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, if you
Laura?
Guys would do that, that would yeah. be huge. I mean, it is a game changer if you leave a review or you put some 5 stars, 4 stars. Don't put anything less than that. No.
We hope if you're listening that you like us.
That is how people find our show. It's like Amazon reviews. I mean, I assume all y'all read those before you buy things. At least I'm an avid review reader. And so mm-hmm. people do that before listening to the show. So we just really appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.